The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is Burnout, the mind of a student athlete. I'm your host, DJ Pierre, here to give you insight on the tired minds of student athletes from a Division II athlete standpoint. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time it is you're listening to this. Welcome back for another episode, the third episode on Burnout, the mind of a student athlete, with your host, DJ Pierre. And today I'm going to take a different kind of toll, a different stroll on things. Normally we've been covering, a lot of the negative side effects that burning out brings and how you can detect it and, you know, what it is an athlete goes through to get it. But today I'm going to take a positive turn on the subject and just really discuss the motivation that a lot of student athletes feel and what keeps them going to, you know, kind of stay positive during that time in their life, during that period in their life. And I'm going to discuss my motivation, what it is that keeps me going despite feeling this way. And, you know, a lot of athletes I know will vouch for me and say that this is a lot of their reasoning too. With that being said, let's hop right in it. And first things first, you know, wouldn't be here without them. My motivation, my number one motivation is my family. Growing up, I saw my family go through a lot of different hardships. Brother got in a really bad car accident, had a few baseball scholarships. My mother battled breast cancer, and my dad was amputated from the knee down. And those are just a few big ones to cover a long history of, you know, minor setbacks for major comebacks. And watching them fight through those different, fighting through adversity through those different situations really helped, you know, instill a certain work ethic in me, which now allows me to continue to push through when I don't feel like doing a specific workout, or maybe I just don't feel like putting in work this day. Maybe I think I can just take the easy route and not stretch on this day or cut it about 5 minutes short on, you know, a specific recovery day. No, that doesn't really apply in my mental. Watching, you know, people I love struggle and fight for their life really puts a different motive in me to push through, because feeling burnt out is just a feeling, and, you know, battling with your life is something you can never give up on. Your life, you have to have motivation. So watching a few of the most, you know, beloved people I love go through that has really helped me in that sense. Also just, you know, the belief that they instill in me is a really big factor in what I do every day. The thought of me quitting and giving up really, you know, it comes into my mind a lot. It comes into play a lot. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, but just the fact that I know that I have them in my corner makes me feel that much better in pushing through every day, and knowing that whether I fail or succeed, they're happy that I just tried. It took me a long time to really instill that in my mental, and, you know, for a while, as I've mentioned before in previous podcast episodes, I was very mentally weak. But it just took me to college to be away from my family to realize that with them, anything is possible. They believe in me so much, and majority of the time, they believe in me more than I believe in myself. So, you know, that keeps me going every day, knowing that if I were to stop, I would be letting them down more than I'm letting myself down. And whether that's true or wrong, whether that's a good way to look at it or a negative way to look at it, it's what keeps me going. So shout out to you guys. I love you guys a lot, more than you know. And another thing was still instilled within my family that keeps me going is the fact that I'm pretty sure I'm the only kid in my family to go on and compete at the next level. I take that back. My cousin Annalisa, she did. She competed at the JUCO level in softball, baller, but tragically got in a accident that hurt her, messed her back up. I don't know what the exact injury was, but took her love away from the game as well as her ability to play it. And yeah, so she only got a year or two under her belt. So knowing that I'm the first of my family to become a NCAA athlete, let alone a NAIA JUCO product, an NCAA athlete is a very high milestone for me. Like I said, my brother was going to go play baseball at the collegiate level, got in a very bad car accident, couldn't go fulfill his dreams. So I feel like in a way I'm also living out a dream that he couldn't fulfill, which makes me feel very happy inside. A lot of emotion, honestly. But yeah, just putting off for my family, because they do so much for me. This is the least I could do for them, and they're my number one motivation. Taking a swing at things, my second family, also known as my team, they're a big reason why I keep going every day. The team camaraderie that we have, whether it's last year with all the grad students and seniors, or you can transition to this year where they're all gone and we have a whole new pretty much lineup of freshmen and transfers. The team camaraderie never fails me. It's all love. You know, we're all there for each other, despite the fights, despite the arguments, despite the jokes we crack at each other. I know that if I really needed to, I could count on them. So running is just an easy way that they can count on me. You know, I know that if I were to stop, we only have 5 guys competing on the men's side, and that's what you need to be considered a team, is 5 eligible runners. And so if I were to stop all of their dreams to going, making it past the conference round, onto championships, you know, regionals, nationals, things of that nature, they're all out the window. So keeping my freshmen, their hopes up, you know, whatever transfers we get in the future, pretty much everybody's hopes alive. I know kind of I'm in that, I'm part of that picture. So not giving up on them, because they would never give up on me, is a big reason why I keep going. Yeah, just love those guys to death, man. Shout out to all my teammates that have been here before. And another thing is, you know, building a team that just is adapted to a winning culture. Last year as a freshman, I was able to contribute on a winning team. We would be a lot of Division I teams, whether that was in cross country or track. Cross country, we actually went to regionals and placed in the top 15 in the whole region. I think out of, I don't know, 29, 30, we were better than half of the field. So being able to be a freshman and make an impact that, you know, that quickly played a big part of my motivation coming into this season. Despite me having a few setbacks and despite me not running how I wanted to run, I know that I know where I can be and I know where I should be. And so that sticks a lot of, you know, positive motivation and positive feedback to myself to keep pushing every day, especially for these guys that have the same winning attitude as me. Everybody just wants to come here and compete. Everybody wants to win. And that makes that motivation a lot easier when you have a team that's ready to stick it all out on the line for you as you would for them. And yeah, you know, we may have fell short of the goal this year, but I can see a future of us. I can see a future with us in it that is built around a winning tradition. So knowing that I have that vision for myself and for us, it keeps me motivated. Also, just the fact that I brought a lot of the guys that we have now, into Dominican. We have two freshmen, one transfer, and a returner in Starlight. And you know, the two freshmen, one of them stayed with me. The other one kind of met with me and was we went on a run together, and I kind of just talked them up and, you know, different things like that. And I think that me being as real and honest as I was on their visits really played a big factor into them, you know, making their mind up and coming here. And I would hate to get them here and make them promises that, you know, I plan to have a winning culture here. And for them to come here just for me to leave is something that I would never do. I'm not really a quitter. And quitting on them, lying to them, you know, just wouldn't be right. So the fact that I brought them here, and part of the reason they're here is because of me, and they have faith and they believed in me before they even knew me, is a big reason why I stay going for those guys, for those dogs. And speaking of dogs, you know, as I said, mentioned a few seconds ago, I'm not a quitter. And I feel like that's the main reason why I haven't gave up, especially on myself. I may be hard on myself at times, but in the end, I know that deep in the back of my mind, I know where I stand, and I know how high of a ceiling I have, and I know how good I am and how good I can be. And I believe that, you know, despite me feeling burnt out, despite me not loving it, I truly know that there's more that I can do, and I know there's more that I have to do. My time is definitely not up yet. At least that's what I believe. There's just a lot more that I need to attain before I can leave this game. I just still have so much to prove to myself and to others of what I'm capable of and what I can do. I talk a very high game. I'm a very confident and, you know, sometimes cocky person. So being able to back that up before I leave this game before I leave this sport is something that I'd like to attain and hold. You know, you're not a competitive person if you're not borderline confident, cocky. I'm not talking arrogant, but you have to believe in yourself in order to achieve things you want to achieve. And I believe that that's what I've been lacking. However, it's never been completely lost. It was just always in the back of my mind. But like I said, I got a lot of things to prove to myself to show that I still got it and that I am that dog. I am that guy, as well as to others, you know. Like I said, I talked a high game, especially to those coming in, and I haven't really fulfilled my end of the bargain this year in cross. So hopefully for track, I'm there ready to go with all this motivation behind me, ready to lock in and really ready to push. With that being said, also just wanting to be the best. And that doesn't necessarily mean being the best in the field. Of course, everybody wants to be the best in the field. You would too if you were racing or whatever it is you're doing. You read a book, you want to be the best to read that book, whether that's reading it first, being able to answer the comprehensive questions there is. If you want to bake, you want to be the best baker. Be the best parent. Be the best sibling, you know. But for me, not only do I want to be the best in the field, but I just want to be the best version of myself. I feel like that's where a lot of athletes go wrong when we start feeling burnt out, is we put too much pressure on ourselves. And, you know, that's not really the case. We need to be more, not easy on ourselves, but be more giving, if that makes sense. Wanting to be the best is a long shot in a lot of things, but you can always be the best version of yourself. And the best version of yourself is a version where you're winning. And shoot, I may not win a race at all in my collegiate career. Who knows where that lies in the future. However, I do believe that I could be the best in, you know, in terms of beating that PR. If I can just beat my PR every time until I can't no more, I feel like that's my best, because that's the best version of me, and that's the best, you know, that's the best version of me, and that's my best for that day. That's the best I could have gave. So, but we apply this unneeded, unwanted pressure, and, you know, it's not really necessary. So with that being said, I'll stop it right there. because next episode we're going to carry on with this pressure topic. And with that being said, I hope you live happy, stay healthy, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast.